Guys, that song that was playing before this, Birth of Celestial Objects by Awkward Moments, reminded me so much of Bjork that I had to play Bjork. And I'm so happy I did this. Human Behavior, we all love Human Behavior by Bjork. It's, yeah, that's such a fun song. I hope that you knew it and now you know. It's that I saw this really cool interview with Bjork where she was talking about the way that Americans make music. It's all like, okay, I have to do the sounds to do it justice, but she was like, the American music is all like, rah! And she said that's because that's what the streets sound like with all like the cars and the people, and I guess, and that always makes me wonder, like, what, because she's from Iceland, and that always makes me wonder what her place sounds like to make her sound so angelic and otherworldly. But yeah, because before that, we had, like I said, A Birth of Celestial Objects by Awkward Moments, and from their album A Strange Odyssey, which you gotta listen to the whole thing. It's a lot of very cool hype, but also experimental and strange music, which we don't always see. I feel like a lot of experimental music is just some dude playing his guitar and letting it feed back over and over again. And not for me, man. I feel like I'm being pranked when I'm watching that. Anyways, and then the first one we started off with was, of course, Lullaby for a Plum. I hope that didn't hypnotize you too much. It's just so, so relaxing and beautiful. And so, okay, now we're gonna keep moving along. We're gonna listen to The End of the World by Abigail LaPelle. This is an interesting album that it's from, because it's called The Anniversary and More Songs About Love, but no one seems to know what the anniversary is. Some people think it could be her turning 40, or maybe the anniversary of her dad's death. We don't know, but take a listen and maybe you'll have a guess. Here's The End of the World by Abigail LaPelle.
Does the sun go on shining? Why does the sea rush to shore? Don't they know it's the end of the world? 'Cause you anymore. Why do the birds go on singing? Why do the stars glow above? Goodbye. my cry. Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1. That was just Adrian Blue by Common Holly. It's such a beautiful folk song. We're really covering all the genres today as we go through all these amazing women artists. And then before that, we were just listening to The End of the World by Abigail LaPelle. And before I gave it to you guys, I talked about how the album is the anniversary, but we don't know what the anniversary is of. But I think it definitely will be the speculation that people had that it's the anniversary of her father's death. It reminded me a lot of Frankenstein, because I just watched the 2025 Frankenstein, and if you've gone through losing a parent, it seriously will, like, let you put to words all these things that you've never been able to put to words before when you watch Frankenstein, like Frankenstein's monster that just has to keep living on and cannot die while his creator goes away on his boat at the end and passes away. Which is not spoilers, because it's Frankenstein and we know what's up. And it doesn't matter if it's spoilers either, because just watching it will just totally... It doesn't matter if you know what happens, because watching how it happens is the best part anyways. So, big shout out to Frankenstein. Definitely gotta watch that. It's kind of crazy. Last week I was talking about Frankenstein's microbangs. Or Frankenstein's monsters, I always mix that up, but I want to call them the Frankenbangs. But I actually didn't even know that there's a new Frankenstein movie out there. It was just in my brain. It was in the collective subconscious, or so they say. Anyways, this show is sadly coming to an end. I've been having so much fun pre-recording this. There's like no pressure. I'm just chilling in my cozy little booth. It's early in the morning. But yeah, next you're going to get to hear some lovely tunes from Department Uno with Connor. And yeah, don't forget to go to Jericho Arts Center today and this weekend to check out the best restaurant in the world ever. It's an amazing play. You have to watch it. It's so fun, so silly, so heartwarming all at the same time. So yeah, go to Jericho Arts Center this weekend. Check it out online. It's put on by Curious Cats Theater. And you're gonna love it so much. Yeah, next up for our last song, we have Moth Song by Folk B-Word Trio. Because sadly we can't say it, but you know what I'm saying. We're our lovely folk trio. But yeah, it's been so great sharing this music with you and sharing Bjork with you and Nina Simone. But yeah, now let's just end it all off. See you next week.
up forms a halo.